Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we are going deep into the world of hybrid mattresses.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. And to make things even better, we've got an exclusive discount for all of you listening on some of the top-rated mattresses from Mattress Advisory.
Oh, nice.
Just check out the links in the article.
Sweet.
You won't regret it.
Awesome.
So
I'm excited.
You know, it's funny how we spend like a third of our lives sleeping.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yet we don't often put enough thought into what we're actually sleeping on.
You're telling me?
So that's why we're here to help with that.
Yes.
A listener actually reached out specifically wanting to know more about hybrid mattresses.
Oh, cool.
So consider this deep dive tailored just for you. We're going to break down five top contenders: the Helix Midnight Lux, Lisa Superior Chill Hybrid Mattress, Bear Elite Hybrid, Nola Evolution 15, and the Puffy Lux mattress.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
All right, so let's start with the Helix Midnight Lux, which Mattress Advisory has crowned as the best overall.
Okay, the best overall.
So why does this one take the top spot?
Well, it seems to strike that perfect balance between comfort and support, which most people are looking for.
Right.
And it has these things called zoned coils, which basically means the coils are firmer in certain areas to give your lumbar region, like your lower back, extra support.
Right.
And you know how some mattresses can make you feel like you're sleeping in a sauna?
Oh, tell me about it. I'm a hot sleeper.
Yeah. Well, this one's got you covered, literally. It has cooling pillow top to help regulate your temperature.
Nice.
And for all the couples out there, it's designed for minimal motion transfer, so you won't be disturbed by your partner tossing and turning.
That's awesome. I feel like motion isolation is a lifesaver.
Yeah.
So I noticed that a Reddit user, YouSilverSalm1, actually said that the Helix Midnight Lutz helped alleviate their back pain.
Yeah, that makes sense considering the zone support and the way it contours to your body.
Yeah.
It seems like it's a real winner for side and back sleepers.
Okay.
But the article does mention that it might not be ideal for stomach sleepers.
Gotcha.
They actually suggest the Helix Dawn Lux as a better option for stomach sleepers.
Okay.
And if you're on the heavier side, over 300 pounds, they recommend the Helix Plus Lux for that added support.
Okay, great to know. So let's break down the materials a bit.
Sure.
What is it made of?
So the Helix Midnight Lux has a pillow top with a breathable cover made from either Tensile,
okay,
which is a type of sustainable fiber, or Glaciotex, which is designed for cooling.
Interesting.
Underneath that, there's copper-infused memory foam, which is great for pressure relief and also helps with temperature regulation.
Yeah.
Because copper draws heat away from the body.
Makes sense.
And then there's responsive foam, which gives it that bounce-back feel, and memory plus foam for that contouring hug.
Gotcha.
And of course, we can't forget about those individually wrapped coils for support and motion isolation.
Wow, that's a lot of layers. It sounds like they really put a lot of thought into this one.
Absolutely. They've really tried to address multiple sleep needs with the Helix Midnight Lux.
Very cool. Okay, moving on to the Lisa Superior Chill Hybrid Mattress.
Okay.
This one's labeled the best cooling option.
Interesting.
And a Reddit user, YouChessSleeper, even compared it to a luxurious hotel mattress.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
Right. Honestly, who doesn't love that feel?
Well, that's the best.
So tell me more about this one.
Yeah, so the chill part of the name isn't just marketing hype. They've incorporated several features specifically for hot sleepers. It has something called an ultra cool cover, which is pretty self-explanatory.
But it sounds nice and breezy.
Yeah, plus it's got cooling quilt foam and copper-infused memory foam, just like the Helix Midnight Lux.
Oh, wow.
So you've got multiple layers working together to keep you cool throughout the night.
I'm already feeling more relaxed just thinking about it.
Yeah.
So is this one suitable for all sleeping positions?
They actually offer this one in three firmness levels: plush, medium firm, and firm. So you can find the one that best suits your preferred sleeping position.
Okay.
However, they do mention that it might not be the best choice for individuals over 300 pounds.
Right.
For heavier individuals, the Lisa Plus hybrid mattress is recommended.
Okay, good to know. So what exactly is inside this chill mattress?
Well, you start with that ultra cool cover.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the cooling quilt foam. Underneath that, there's responsive high airflow foam, which, as the name suggests, allows for more air circulation.
Okay.
Then you've got adaptable memory foam for contouring and pressure relief, a layer of premium transition foam, and finally, individually wrapped coils with zone support and reinforced edges.
Wow, they really did think of everything, didn't they?
It certainly seems that way. They've combined breathable materials with a supportive core to create a truly chill sleeping experience.
All right, let's talk about the best for back pain winner, the Bear Elite Hybrid.
Okay.
Reddit user UJordan50 raved about how much better they've been sleeping since switching to this one.
That's awesome.
So what's the deal with this one?
The Bear Elite Hybrid is interesting because it takes a more targeted approach to back pain relief. It uses a 5-zone coil system, which means the coils are arranged to provide different levels of support to different areas of your body.
Okay.
This helps with spinal alignment, which can be crucial for people with back pain.
Makes sense. So I'm guessing the copper-infused memory foam is in there too for pressure relief?
You got it. Copper is having a real moment in the mattress world.
I love it.
And like the Lisa, the Bearer Elite Hybrid comes in three firmness options: soft, medium, and firm.
Oh, wow.
So you can really fine-tune it to your comfort level.
So it's not just for back pain sufferers.
Nope. It's actually designed to be great for hot sleepers too.
Nice.
It uses something called Cellient Fiber in the cover, which is a pretty cool technology.
Okay.
It essentially recycles your body heat and converts it into infrared energy, which is supposed to promote better circulation and recovery.
Wait, that's amazing. I've never heard of that before.
It's pretty innovative. And then it's also got a PCM cooling top layer for even more temperature regulation.
Wow.
But keep in mind, they do mention that if you weigh over 300 pounds, the Titan Plus might be a better option in terms of support.
Okay, good to know. So what's the construction like on this one?
Let's see. It starts with that PCM cooling quilted cover infused with Cellent fiber. And then there's a layer of copper-infused memory foam, followed by dynamic transition foam. And finally, you have that 5-zone coil system with reinforced edge coils to prevent that dreaded roll-off feeling.
Oh, that's smart. So you're getting targeted support, pressure relief, and cooling all in one mattress.
Exactly. The Bearer Elite Hybrid really seems to cover all the bases.
Okay, so now we're moving on to the best for side sleepers pick. The Nola Evolution 15. I
right.
saw on Reddit that a user on the Our Mattress subreddit was praising it for its comfort and sinking-in feeling.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Really.
Side sleepers often struggle with pressure points on their shoulders and hips.
Yeah.
So the Nola Evolution is designed to address that. It starts with a plush Euro topper, which adds an extra layer of cushioning. And then there's breathable air foam for pressure relief and airflow. And on top of all that, it has an Arctex cover, which is designed for cooling.
So it's like a triple threat against pressure points and heat. But what about support, though? Doesn't all that softness compromise spinal alignment?
That's where the coil system comes in. It uses something called an HD Max Tri-Zone coil system.
Okay, break that down for me. What's so special about this particular coil system?
Well, it's divided into three zones, hence the name Tri-Zone, with different coil gauges and densities to provide targeted support to different areas of your body.
Okay.
So you're getting that plus pressure relieving comfort on top, but you still have a strong supportive base to keep your spine properly aligned. It's a pretty ingenious design, especially for side sleepers who need that extra contouring.
Wow, that's impressive. So it sounds like they've really considered the unique needs of side sleepers with this one?
Absolutely. They've really gone the extra mile to create a mattress that caters to side sleepers.
And what about couples? Would this be a good choice for them as well?
Yes, definitely. It has excellent motion isolation thanks to those individually wrapped coils. And just like the other mattresses we've discussed, it comes in a few different firmness options, plus luxury firm and firm.
Oh, wow.
So couples with different preferences can find a happy medium.
I feel like we're seeing a pattern here with the firmness options. It's great that they're giving people so much choice.
I agree. It makes such a difference when you can tailor the mattress to your specific needs. But they do mention that if you weigh over 300 pounds, the Nola Evolution Comfort Plus might be a better option to ensure adequate support.
Right. That makes sense. Okay, so give us a quick rundown of the layers in this mattress.
All right, so you've got the organic cotton and Arctex cover on top for breathability and cooling.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have that luxurious Euro topper, followed by a layer of air foam, another layer called Core Comfort Foam, and then EverAdapt Transition Foam. And finally, at the base, you have the HD Max Tri-Zone Coils.
Wow, it's like a 7-layer cake of comfort and support.
Yes.
Okay, on to the last mattress on our list, the Puffy Lux mattress, which is the best soft hybrid, according to Mattress Advisory.
Okay, Puffy Lux.
Reddit user YouSweatyDrawingOA mentioned that it completely eliminated their morning soreness.
Oh, wow.
I know, right?
That's great.
So tell me more about this one.
The Puffy Lux is all about that synced-in cloud-like feeling.
Okay.
If you love that feeling of being enveloped by your mattress, this one's for you. It has a layer of cooling cloud foam, which you guessed it, is designed to keep things cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's plus dual cloud foam for that extra layer of softness and pressure relief. And underneath all that plushness, you have contour adept coils for gentle support.
So who would you say this mattress is best suited for?
It's definitely ideal for side and back sleepers who prefer a softer mattress.
Okay.
However, it might not be the best choice for stomach sleepers who need more support.
Right. That makes sense. And what about weight limitations? Is there anything to be aware of there?
They recommend the Puffy Monarch mattress for individuals over 300 pounds who need more support.
Okay, so walk us through the construction of this cloud-like mattress.
It starts with that cooling cloud foam, and then there's a cool touch quilted cloud cover, because who doesn't love a quilted cover?
For real.
Then there's more plush dual cloud foam, followed by cloud comfort pressure relief foam, and finally those contour adapt toils to provide a stable base.
Wow, it's all about the clouds with this one. It sounds incredibly cozy.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered five amazing hybrid mattresses, each with its own unique set of features and benefits.
We have, but remember, this is just a taste of what each mattress has to offer. You can find a more in-depth analysis, pros and cons, additional user reviews, and all the nitty-gritty details in the full article on Mattress Advisory.
Exactly. This is just to give you a starting point and spark your interest.
Right. So we've talked about those specific mattresses, but, you know, maybe let's zoom out a bit.
Okay.
And talk about some general things to consider when choosing a hybrid mattress.
Okay, where do we even begin? There's so much to think about.
You're absolutely right. It can be so overwhelming. But let's break it down.
Okay.
First and foremost, I would say, think about your own body and your sleep habits.
Okay.
Your weight and your sleeping position play a huge role in determining what kind of mattress will work best for you.
Right, like we were talking about earlier. A mattress that's perfect for a side sleeper might not be so great for a stomach sleeper.
Exactly. And it's not just about like what feels comfortable at first. You need to think about how the mattress supports your spine and keeps it aligned throughout the night.
Oh, for sure. And firmness is another big one, right?
Yes.
I know some people love that like sinking in feeling,
mm-hmm.
while others prefer a firmer surface.
Absolutely. Firmness is so personal.
Yeah.
And it can impact everything from like back pain to temperature regulation.
Speaking of materials, I'm curious about all the different materials used in hybrid mattresses. We've touched on memory foam and coils, but what are some other things to look for?
Well, you'll often find a combination of materials, each with its own benefits.
Okay.
Like memory foam is great for contouring and pressure relief.
Right.
While latex is known for its responsiveness and durability,
okay.
some mattresses even incorporate natural materials like cotton or wool for a more eco-friendly and breathable option.
So it's like creating a recipe for your perfect sleep experience.
Exactly. You get to choose like the ingredients that best suit your needs and preferences.
And what about for hot sleepers like me?
Yeah.
Are there any materials or features that are particularly good at keeping things cool?
Definitely. Breathability is key for hot sleepers. Look for mattresses with cooling covers, quilted cotton toppers, gel-infused memory foam, like we discussed earlier.
Right.
Or open-cell latex, which has a more natural airflow.
Okay.
And the type of coils can make a difference, too. Fabric-encased pocket coils tend to be more breathable than traditional innerspring coils.
Wow. I had no idea there was so much to consider when it comes to temperature regulation.
It's amazing how much technology and innovation goes into mattress design these days.
Total. Okay. So, beyond the materials and construction, what else should we be thinking about?
Brand reputation is really important. You want to choose a brand that's known for its quality and its customer service.
Mm.
You know, do your research.
Yeah.
Read reviews and look for brands that offer things like trial period, satisfaction guarantees, and solid warranties.
Those are great pieces. A trial period gives you the chance to really try out the mattress in your own home, and a good warranty protects your investment in case anything goes wrong.
Exactly. It's all about peace of mind and knowing that the company stands behind its products.
So I know Mattress Advisory did a ton of research when putting together their list of top-rated mattresses. Did they take all of these factors into consideration?
They absolutely did. They evaluated each mattress based on comfort support, cooling materials, construction brand reputation, and more.
Wow.
They really did a deep dive to make sure they were recommending the best of the best.
That's reassuring. So we've talked about a lot of important factors to consider. Weight, sleeping position, firmness, materials, breathability, brand reputation, trial periods, warranties. Is there anything we've missed?
Durability is another key factor to keep in mind. You want a mattress that's going to hold up over time and provide consistent support for years to come.
Right. A mattress is an investment, so you want to make sure it's a good one.
Exactly. And while we're talking about investments, it's also important to consider your budget. Hybrid mattresses can range in price quite a bit, so it's important to find one that fits your needs and your wallet.
That's a good point. There's no need to break the bank for a good night's sleep.
You're right. And remember, a good night's sleep is an investment in your health and well-being. It's something worth prioritizing.
I love that. So before we wrap up this deep dive, do you have any last bits of advice for our listeners who are trying to choose the perfect hybrid mattress?
I would say trust your gut.
Okay.
Pay attention to how your body feels when you're trying out different mattresses. You know, take advantage of those trial periods and really spend some time sleeping on the mattress. Do you wake up feeling refreshed and pain-free?
Right.
Or are you stiff and sore? Your body will tell you what it needs.
That's such great advice. Listen to your body. All right, well, on that note, let's take a moment to recap everything we've learned today about hybrid mattresses and choosing the right one for you. Okay, so we've learned a lot about what makes hybrid mattresses unique and even explored some of the top-rated options out there.
Yeah, we really dug deep into those, didn't we?
We did, and we talked about some really important factors to consider when making your decision.
Right, like your sleeping position,
yeah.
firmness preferences, and even things like breathability and brand reputation.
Totally. It's been quite the journey through the world of mattresses. So before we wrap up,
okay.
let's do a quick recap of those top-rated hybrid mattresses we discussed earlier.
Let's refresh our memory.
All right, so first up, we had the Helix Midnight Lux, which Mattress Advisory named the best overall.
For its balance of comfort and support.
Right.
And the Zone Coil for targeted lumbar support and its cooling features for hot sleepers.
Yes. Then we moved on to the Lisa Sapira Chill hybrid mattress, which, as the name suggests, is the best cooling option.
Exactly. That one's a great choice for anyone who, like, tends to overheat at night.
Yeah.
They've got multiple layers dedicated to keeping things cool and comfortable.
For sure. Next up was the Best for Back Pain winner.
Okay.
The Bear Elite Hybrid, which uses that innovative Cellient Fiber technology to promote circulation and recovery.
Right. And don't forget those five-zone coils.
Yeah.
They provide targeted support to different areas of the body, which can be really helpful for alleviating back pain.
Then we have the Nola Evolution 15, the best for side sleepers, which is designed to cradle those pressure points and keep side sleepers comfortable all night long.
Mm-hmm. And remember that impressive HD Max tri-zone coil system.
Yeah, that's what sets it apart.
Exactly. It provides targeted support to different zones of your body while still allowing for that plush sinking in feeling.
And last but not least, we talked about the Puffy Lux mattress, the best soft hybrid for those who love that cloud-like sleep experience.
Yes, the Puffy Lux. That one's all about luxurious comfort and pressure relief. It's like sleeping on a fluffy cloud.
So there you have it, folks. Five fantastic hybrid mattresses to get you started on your journey to better sleep.
And remember, these are just a few of the many great options out there.
Exactly. We encourage you to check out the full article on Mattress Advisory for a deeper dive into each of these mattresses.
Yeah.
Including the pros and cons, user reviews, and all the nitty-gritty details.
And don't forget to use those links in the article for an exclusive discount on these mattresses. We want to make sure you're getting the best sleep possible without breaking the bank.
Absolutely. Now, as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with one final thought.
Okay, I'm listening.
What if choosing the right mattress wasn't just about comfort? What if it was about investing in your overall health and well-being?
Wow, I love that. We often underestimate the impact that sleep has on our physical and mental health.
Exactly. So take the time to find a mattress that truly supports you and helps you wake up feeling refreshed and energized each morning.
Your body will thank you for it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive into the world of hybrid mattresses. We hope you learned a thing or two and feel more confident about choosing the right mattress for your needs, sweet dreams.